Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a good clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Good afternoon. European low-cost carrier Wizz Air confirmed yesterday that it was the latest airline to be investigated by the Ministry of Consumer Affairs over practices such as charging for larger cabin bags. The ministry, which had not named the carrier when it announced the latest investigation on Wednesday, had already imposed fines totaling a combined €179 million on five other airlines over such practices. A court temporarily suspended the fines on three of those airlines, Ryanair, Norwegian Air and Vueling, whilst the matter is under judicial review following legal challenges by the carriers. The two other airlines fined were EasyJet and Volotea. The ministry said the latest case could still take months. A Wizz Air spokesperson confirmed the airline was the subject of the investigation, but declined to comment further. The ministry said the airlines violated consumer rights by charging for larger carry-on bags, seat selection and printing of boarding passes, as well as by not allowing cash payments at check-in or for on-board purchases. At least 162 people have been infected by Salmonella after eating food at the Trasan Fest Festival held in A Coruña last month. Of those, 22 people required hospitalisation. The incident prompted an alert from the Galician Health Service. Initial investigations suggest a link to one of the festival's food stalls selling tortilla. Health officials are conducting surveys among those affected to identify the specific source of the outbreak. Consumer group Facua said people affected by the Salmonella outbreak had the right to claim compensation for the days during which they suffered harm to their health. According to the Ministry of Health, a 53-year-old woman died from heat stroke in the province of Alicante, as did a 52-year-old man in Castellón yesterday. Citing the World Health Organization's criteria for high temperatures as the cause of death in both cases, the woman was participating in an outdoor recreational activity and was treated by a medical team and taken to hospital where she died, but she was said to have had underlying health issues. There have already been 273 deaths attributable to heat this summer. And Spain striker Esther González scored twice last night in the first half as her team powered to a 5-0 win over Portugal at the Women's Euros that was overshadowed by the death of Portugal international Diogo Jota and his brother in a car accident in Spain early yesterday. On an emotional night that began with a minute's silence for the brothers, Portugal went behind almost immediately. World champion Spain were delighted to be able to bring on Ayatana Bonmati from the bench following her recent brush with viral meningitis. Spain topped the group and take on the Belgians in their next game, whilst Portugal face Italy. That's the latest from GRE. I'm Bob James.